Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com and host of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A on the Buffalo Rumblings podcast network. Before we get into our reactions to the Buffalo Bills' loss to the Tennessee Titans, I wanted to remind you how you can get in touch with the show to have your questions answered in the future. You can leave voicemails at 716-508-0405. You can email us, BuffaloRumblings@SBNation.com. You can tweet us at Rumblings Q&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. Instagram messages and Facebook messages to the Buffalo Rumblings account will get to me as well. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show for your questions in the future. So, the Bills got smoked by the Tennessee Titans on Tuesday Night Football. Let's get into my takeaways from the game before we get to your questions. And mistakes are really where the conversation has to start with the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott said after the game that the Bills beat themselves, and that's partly true. I mean, the Titans certainly beat you as well. But the Titans had touchdown drives of 12, 16, 18, and 30 yards during the game. That's 28 points, gaining only 76 yards. There were a couple big special teams plays and a pair of interception returns for the Titans that just allowed them to waltz in for easy scores, and that's not going to help you. But the Bills outgained the Titans, and it was that way for the entire game. The Bills were able to consistently outgain the Titans, but it didn't matter because the Titans had such short fields to work with. A punt return deep into Bills territory, a kickoff return fumble from Andre Roberts, an interception off Roberts' hands from Josh Allen, and then another boneheaded interception from Josh Allen really flipped the field for the Titans and allowed them to just waltz right into the end zone really easily. Now, the Bills' defense could have, of course, held them to field goals, but even so, I mean, those short fields were just so killer. My second observation comes from the fourth quarter and how there were 2 6-minute drives in that final time frame. Down 18 points with 17 minutes left, the Bills took 6.5 minutes to score their touchdown. And that's awesome, but when you need to score three touchdowns even, over the last 17 minutes, you can't take 6 minutes, more than a third of the time, to score your touchdown. The Bills didn't even get the ball back three times for the rest of the game on offense because they spent so much time on that drive. And then the Titans came back and had their own 6-minute drive for a touchdown. So the Bills, who should have been in hurry up, actually took longer than the Titans, who were trying to run out the clock. I've got a live thread from when I was covering the game. I was tweeting out during the fourth quarter in real time, and I linked that in our takeaways article so you can go see my reaction in real time and how the Bills shouldn't have been running 2-yard dives to Devin Singletary. They really needed to hurry up right from the moment they got the ball near the end of the third quarter. My third observation was that this was Josh Allen's back-to-earth game, and that doesn't really mean a whole lot. Like, it just means he wasn't playing at the MVP level he was playing for the first four games. And I wasn't expecting him to continue playing at that MVP level. He had 266 passing yards, a couple of touchdowns, converted several third and longs. He was a good quarterback today. He wasn't great. I mean, in the first half, he was 10 of 21 with an interception that bounced off his wide receiver's hands. But still, it was behind Roberts, which is why it bounced off his hands and up into the air. So I'll put that on Allen. And then he was 16 of 20 in the second half. So, I mean, obviously he did some things right. He needed to push the ball a little bit further down the field as the game wore on. And we talked about that when we were talking about the hurry-up offense. But if that's, you know, the baseline of Josh Allen's performances, 26 of 41 for 266 yards, two touchdowns and two interceptions. If that's the worst we get out of him, I mean, he's going to be a franchise quarterback for a long time if that's the worst we get out of him. Taron Johnson needs to be replaced was my next takeaway. Probably not during the season. Saran Neal isn't good enough, I don't think, to do that. But the Bills need to draft a guy. On 3rd and 19, he got smoked in the end of the first quarter. He got smoked a few times, actually, on defense. And he's just not very good in coverage at all. He's definitely willing to make the tackle and put his body on the line, but he is not good at coverage. Corey Bohorquez may be costing Tyler Bass on his kicking accuracy as well. CBS had a really great shot of Bohorquez pointing the laces at Tyler Bass when he was attempting his field goal. Tyler Bass was able to knock it through the uprights, even with the bad hold. But we've seen it actually a couple times now over the last few weeks where Bohorquez is not putting the ball in the right spot for Bass's field goal attempts. And that's half his job. Like, Bohorquez had a 74-yard punt that was awesome. It flipped the field at the end of the first quarter or end of the first half. But if half your job is holding for Tyler Bass and you can't do that, that's a problem. So Bohorquez needs to get that figured out real soon. Devin Singletary and the Bills running offense is not great. They were really struggling. Twice in the first 7 minutes, Singletary was met in the backfield before he could even make a cut. He had 7 runs for 11 yards in the first half, 25 yards on 11 carries for the game. I don't know if it's him or if it's the offensive line, but something has to get corrected there. And then the defense relies on their starters and got burned by it in the passing game today. Matt Milano's backup, Tre'Davious White's backup, Tremaine Edmonds, when he was out earlier in the year, they just are really struggling in pass coverage when they don't have those top three guys. And that's a testament to the depth that they have. Now, maybe Terrell Dodson's okay or, you know, too young and working up to something. But, I mean, they just don't have an answer for when those guys are out of the lineup. AJ Klein ain't it. Cam Lewis was the starter at cornerback tonight. Yikes. I don't think he did poorly. He's not as good. I mean, it's not that he's not as good. Like, Tre'Davious White's an all-pro cornerback. Wouldn't expect Cam Lewis to be as good as him. But just being able to hold down the fort would be nice. But the defense was good against the run. Derrick Henry had 9 carries for 24 yards in the first half and finished with 19 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown at the end of the game, which is a good day. But they did allow Ryan Tannehill to get 42 yards and a touchdown because they couldn't keep contain. And then I ended my takeaways with a positive note. Move along on 3rd and long. The Bills had some great success on 3rd down, especially in the first half. Josh Allen hit Andre Roberts in the hands for what would have been a 1st down on 3rd and 4. Instead, Roberts deflected it into the interception. We already talked about that one. TJ Yeldon had a 3rd down conversion on 3rd and 1. On 3rd and 13, Gabe Davis caught a 15-yard pass to move the chains. On 3rd and 7, Allen made a defensive back miss in the backfield, juked a linebacker and got 8 yards and got down without taking a hit. So that was awesome. Good conversion on that drive. Later in the same drive on 3rd and 10, he hit Gabe Davis for a touchdown pass, but an illegal shift brought it back. And then on 3rd and 15, the next play, he got 16 yards to Andre Roberts after avoiding the pressure. He just threw an absolute dart to the sideline. So good work on 3rd down. I'm not counting out Josh Allen on any 3rd downs, and you shouldn't either. All right, now that my takeaways from the game are out there, let's move on to these questions that you sent in after the game. But first, let's take a quick break. I'll see you on the other side.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury, not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, the art of simplified finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank and Trust. Members FDIC.
To Twitter, where Devin Cornelius asks us, any thoughts on flipping some of the offensive line depth to a needy team for a cornerback or a linebacker? Well, I don't know how much depth they really do have. I mean, Cody Ford and Brian Winters were both injured over the last week and questionable for the game. Then Quentin Spain, rather, pulled himself out of the game with foot soreness. So we were like, you know, one snap away from Ike Butker getting into the game. So I don't know how much like solid offensive line depth they have, but they do have some of it, of course. So let's just start there that I don't know if they have the offensive line depth to be trading guys right now. For a cornerback or linebacker, they're going to get Tre'Davious White back this week. I hope they're going to get Levi Walls back in a few weeks, I hope, for the stretch run. So they'll have three top line cornerbacks or starting level quarterbacks, however you want to refer to it. I don't think they're going to get somebody that can play the slot like in place of Taron Johnson. That's what I'd really like to see right now. And then same thing at linebacker. I don't know where that linebacker would fit. He would be your third linebacker, which is like, what, a third of the plays maybe? So I don't know if you're going to flip a guy for like a third of the plays. So I don't see them doing an in-season trade for anybody. They might make a waiver claim here or there or sign somebody off a practice squad at some point, but I don't see an in-season trade for a cornerback or a linebacker in 2020. Thanks for your question, Devin, on Twitter. Michael Das on Facebook asks us, Josh Allen choked versus the Titans and it wasn't close. They aren't that good after all. The defense gave up 32 to the Rams and over 40 to the Titans. How good are they? Well, I would certainly argue that Josh Allen choked. I don't think he choked at all. He had a couple bad passes, one really bad pass and one kind of bad pass. He kind of forced the issue here and there, but I don't think he was bad or choked away the game. Bills got beat, so I don't think it was on Josh Allen. But anyway, the defense gave up 32 to the Rams and over 40 to the Titans. How good are they? Yeah, that's a major question for this defense. They can't really withstand losing their elite players. They don't have any guys that are making plays. We had a Josh Norman force a fumble against the Raiders, but there was no sacks, no turnovers against the Titans on Tuesday. So when you aren't making plays, when you aren't getting pressure on the quarterback, when you're not getting turnovers, it's really difficult in this league to get off the field. And then even when they did get off the field, there's a couple times when they had penalties that kept drives alive for the Titans. So I don't think they're having a very good stretch right now, but we've seen that before and we've seen them be able to kind of pull out of it. So maybe they can pull out of it again this time. Thanks for your question on Facebook, Michael. Matt on Twitter sent us a private message asking us, is there anyone on the defensive coaching staff that is in line to assume a defensive coordinator role? Well, I came up with the name Eric Washington for this. Washington is the former Carolina Panthers defensive coordinator and the current defensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills. He would make a lot of sense to move into that role if Leslie Frazier leaves and goes somewhere else. Thanks for your question over on Twitter, Matt. Let's finish it off with B. Mormon 2020. Was Josh Norman bad or is he just not a CB1? Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's just not, you know, the top line cornerback that you're used to seeing Tre'Davious White be. I mean, they asked him to do something he's not capable of doing, which is being the top dog right now. Maybe 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, he could do that, but he can't do that anymore. He never had elite speed to begin with, and so he's struggling there. So I think he's a perfectly acceptable cornerback. I think what it means more is that people need to give Levi Wallace a little bit of a break. That's what cornerbacks do sometimes. They get beat, they lose. We're just spoiled with Tre'Davious White a little bit. As always, thanks for listening to Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. You can leave your questions on our voicemail line at 716-508-0405. Email us buffalorumblings@sbnation.com.
tweet us at rumblingsQ&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. Facebook messages and Instagram messages. You can leave comments in the show notes articles over at buffalorumblings.com. We look forward to talking to you on a short week as they face the Kansas City Chiefs. Go Bills.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.